Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening to the show, thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb in for Colin Cowherd. And we got a great third hour of the show for you. We got the best for last. Oh, you're going to like that. John Paul Morosi will join us in 15 minutes. We'll talk about the Judgian Blast as Aaron Judge and the Yankees and the Dodgers seem maybe on that collision course. And for the Dodgers-Yankees World Series and all the pesky Angels in the way, we got a lot to get. We'll get some baseball to kind of whet that appetite for you later on this hour. Plus, you got Herd Line News. I want to start with this. So the Doug Gottlieb Show follows this show on most Fox Sports Radio affiliates. Sirius XM, we're on 217 and 203. You can download the podcast version as well. So we had Bill Plachke on. Bill, if you're not from LA, you may have seen him. He's been on ESPN a good amount as well. But Bill's a longtime writer, columnist for the LA Times, and he had a sit down with Jeannie Buss. And I had him on my show, and he had this to say about the Lakers' future with LeBron James.
I've heard that Phil would like LeBron traded. I've just heard that. But I've got nothing to back that up. No on-the-record stuff to back that up. But I think Phil, I do know that Phil would like them to keep Westbrook and try to make it work with him.
So the idea of keeping Westbrook and trading LeBron is a huh? And of course, Phil, being Phil Jackson, who has apparently being used as bit of a sounding board or advisor in the Lakers coaching search and search for answers. Let me say this. Anyone who says no, absolutely not in terms of trading LeBron James, you shouldn't be part of this discussion. Now, if you want to sit here and go like, hey man, LeBron was hurt and Anthony Davis was hurt. And if Anthony Davis wasn't hurt, it's a completely different team and they make the playoffs. That's fine. okay? And if you want to think, look, we reconfigure everything else. We screwed up with the Alex Caruso thing. We screwed up with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. KCP was our best, you know, open shooter. And he was also a quality defender. And Alex Caruso was a great culture guy and a great defender and a good teammate. And honestly, not only was he, you know, like $9 million a year was reasonable, but he said he would have taken less to stay with the Lakers. It was a mess, right? You go and get Carmelo Anthony. Like, Carmelo is well-liked, but he can't guard anybody at all. And that may not matter if the rest of the team can really guard, but nobody could guard anybody. The point is that last year's team was an abject disaster. If you really want to get down to it, losing in the first round of the playoffs the previous year is underachieving. If you look at LeBron's tenure, there's been one good season, and that was the one in which they won the championship. And I'm not going to, like other people, taint winning a championship. Based upon the rules, based upon the year, they were the ones that raised the title. Great. But when you have the type of year where you have 10 teams from the West, okay, 10. Remember, there's only 30 teams in the NBA, and 20 of them make at least the play-in, if not the playoffs. So you're one of only five teams in the Western Conference that did not make the play-in or the playoffs. That, but and LeBron James played enough of the year, and you had Russell Westbrook playing, that it seems almost impossible unless they're just not good enough anymore. You can tell me all you want about Frank Vogel. Like, didn't they win a championship? Like, we're only giving LeBron credit for a championship but not Frank Vogel? Like, I don't understand. But the point is that I'm not saying you trade LeBron. I am saying that when you're in a boardroom and you go, hey, let's just spitball ideas, and somebody says, you know, what if we traded LeBron? And you go, no, never, you can't do that. That person who said no, never, that's the person you go, Jim, pick up your stuff and leave. It doesn't mean that you want to trade him, that you're still, but at least kick around the idea, well, what would it look like if we traded him? What would that look like? What would that feel like? What would our roster be like? You know, and the Lakers, if the ancillary concerns or maybe even the primary concerns are, hey, we got our network and we got to sell seats and we got, like, look, the Lakers sold seats when they were crummy, and they've been crummy more than they've been good here in the last decade. But you run the risk re-upping with LeBron, extending LeBron, of riding that thing into the sunset. And that's exactly what happened with Kobe Bryant, right? You're making it so that it's almost impossible to satisfy the desires of the fan base. Even if they want stars to play, they want to see them win. Everybody supports a winning team. Everybody. Does that mean I trade him? Like, no, I just, how much have we seen of Russell Westbrook to not know, like, that act doesn't work. It's not even the best version, and it's going to get worse. And the shooting was so bad. The defense honestly got overshadowed, and the defense isn't nearly as good as the reputation. I think the most important thing is find a way to get Russell Westbrook off of that team and do so in a fashion where you don't take on some other turd of a contract, you know? It has to be somebody who can play alongside LeBron. You can't play a guy who is a point guard but can't shoot and doesn't really defend alongside LeBron. And has to, the whole argument for Russell Westbrook is, well, he has to have the ball. Okay, but if you give him the ball, that means you're taking the ball out of the hands of LeBron James. I'd rather have LeBron have the ball, right? Does anybody think Russell Westbrook's a better player with the ball than LeBron? No. Does anybody think he's a better passer? No. Is he a better shooter? No. Is he bigger? No. I'm not even getting into Anthony Davis. But that doesn't mean that I close the door. I close off the idea of lighting a match and starting over. Right? That's got to be at least a discussion. Because right now you have so many conflicting alliances, and like that's why it's just a mess. You know, you have the clutch guys who are trying to make right for LeBron at the end of his run. In the meantime, like an agency shouldn't run a team. You have LeBron who's trying to figure out, like, how can I get guys around me to win one more or to at least be representative in the playoffs. You have the Lakers that have to look out for short and long-term. Right now, long-term, like, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They don't have any draft picks. You're not developing stars through the G League without draft picks. And you don't really have the ability to go out and sign another star with the three current stars under contract. And the two best players you have, one, Father Time's creeping up on, still great. Not nearly what he used to be, but still great. The other, he had never been able to stay healthy. But people freak out when someone says, hey, what if you traded LeBron James and you got maybe a team wanting to overpay for that name, for him to break, if you're concerned and you want to keep him so that you can break Kareem's record, then you have basically told the rest of the world, we don't care about winning. Now, you can do both. You can win and you can have LeBron break the record, but you could also win more and win long term and be successful for a longer period of time, potentially, if you get a Pirates ransom in return. And you might ask yourself, like, well, what do you get? I don't know. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that sounds like. But I do know that exploring all possible plans for how to fix it is the only way to really fix it. Right? You can't just go like, all right, this is the idea. This is what we're going to do. Because you got to have an A, you got to have a B, you got to have a C. And whether you work consensus, whether you work with whoever the new coach is, whether you work with Pelinka, all of these things. Because they each had a hand in screwing it up. Right? LeBron and his agency forcing the hand of, we got to do everything we can to get New Orleans. And the Pelicans, they raked them over the coals to get everything that the Lakers had. And then the Lakers still won a championship, and they kind of blew it up again. And while Pelinka looks like he missed on Kyle Lowry, and he should have re-signed Caruso, it's a pretty well documented fact that Russell Westbrook was a LeBron James, Anthony Davis idea. And again, you move mountains, you had to get rid of almost everything except for Talen Horton Tucker. That's the guy you hung on to. Nice player, good story, going to be fine, going to be good. Rotation player. Of all the guys that you had, that's the one that you held on to. And look what you're left with. So I'm not necessarily, I don't do this trade LeBron, don't trade LeBron. I do the explore every possible avenue. Explore every possible avenue of potential success and way of fixing it. And the right answer may not appear in bright lights, but it will feel that way. You know, you got to be, obviously it's delicate in terms of trading LeBron. If you announce that you're trading LeBron, you have lost LeBron. He's gone. But, like, LeBron was the guy who destroyed the second half of the season now. You can't go to the All-Star break, go to Cleveland, and start talking about next year and Bronny and maybe with Cleveland and whatever, and not mention the fact that, hey, we're going to, when I get back, we're going to crank this up into gear. We're going to get a good playoff. He didn't. And everybody reacts to that. Everybody feels it. Whether or not he knew their goose was cooked, whether or not he knew that they would never recover, the fact is that by stating it, he basically stated, hey, all options are on the table for my future. All options should be on the table for the Lakers' future as well. All right, coming up next. It feels like Aaron Judge, who's in a contract negotiation dispute with the Yankees, has made himself a ton of money. Has he? And, oh yeah, by the way, have we figured out that there may be two awesome baseball teams in L.A.? That's upcoming next in The Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. This is The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, and the iHeartRadio app. Man, we got a lot to get to. Hoop was good last night. Warriors were not good. They got beat by a million. No, really, it felt like a million. And then the Bucks came from behind, down six with a minute 50 to go, and Giannis hits a big three, and all of a sudden the Celtics are now staring down at a 3-2 series advantage by the Bucks. They got to return to Milwaukee. More on the Hoop upcoming, plus the best for last, which I think you will really enjoy. You'll also enjoy John Paul Morosi, who joins us, Fox Sports Radio, MLB Network insider. And look, the Yankees before the season, there was a lot of talk of a negotiation for an extension with Aaron Judge. They hit an impasse. And I guess Judge has handled this in a judgian way. Seems like he's making himself a lot of money. Is that fair, or are we just in a very early, he's come out hot sort of place?
Well, Doug, good afternoon, first of all. Great to be with you. He has been outstanding, and obviously the Yankees have the best record in all of baseball, 22-8 entering tonight's game in Chicago. I do very much enjoy it when, especially when it comes to the great talents of our game, when the narrative is set of, oh my gosh, is he going to be distracted, and how is he going to handle the pressure? He's handling it just fine. It's been a lot of fun to watch him play. The walk-off home run, obviously a historic moment for him. I just think, in watching him, I've watched the Yankees in person a fair amount this year, Doug. He's just really focused. You can tell his body is really aligned. He's done a really good job the last couple of years in his off-season work, whether it's been yoga, different strength and conditioning approaches to keep his body as limber as possible. Obviously, when you're that tall and that strong, that can be a challenge. And I think it's just taken him some years to figure out the best and most optimal way to take care of his body. And I think, to Aaron's credit, whatever would be said about his health or injuries or time that he missed in years past, I really think he has figured out that part of the game that comes down to being healthy and how to keep yourself in peak form as close as possible for 162. Obviously, that's a hard thing to do, and I just think it's taken him some time, and my goodness, Doug, he is putting on a show right now.
He is. Conversely, you have the Cincinnati Reds on pace to lose 126 games. Now, look, you can say whatever you want about tanking. It does work. Case in point, the Astros, right? I mean, we could go through baseball and look at all these teams that bottomed out. Was this planned? Is this part of a master plan to be this bad?
Doug, it's a great question. I don't think their idea was to be this bad. I think that they knew they had to trim some payroll. I believe internally, from what I can tell, the Reds thought they were going to be more competitive than they are. They are not a competitive major league team at the moment. They've got a minus 72 run differential after 31 games. That is hard to do. And to your point, that's a historic pace they're on in terms of losing. They might even trade more guys as the year goes along. And I think, Doug, what I would say to the question of tanking, it's now going to be harder for that to be a successful approach because of the rules that have been put in, the lottery that's now part of the draft. I just think that the approach has worked in the past. It also worked for a very specific group of teams that had the ability to supplement their core of draft picks with better players in trades and free agency. For example, the Astros worked, but would they have won without being able to go trade for Justin Verlander? I would say no. The Cubs won, but would they have won without the ability to go out and sign the likes of a John Lester and Jason Hayward? I would say probably not. So you have to combine those two things. And unless you're the Rays, who are such a unique team in the history of the game, who have perfected the strategy, I just think the Reds are a shining example right now, if that's the right word, to prove to everybody that this is not as simple or as straightforward as the Rays make it look every year. And they have missed. They've missed on some of these trades and some of the moves they've made. And the result is, sadly, a non-competitive team in one of the great historical baseball towns of our country.
The Angels are an interesting franchise, right? They draw $3 million a year regardless. They have two of the five best players in the game, right? You got Ruthian type of stats from Shohei Ohtani, and Mike Trout is an all-timer. And yet, you know, they've been, since the one year in the playoffs, the loss to Kansas City, they've gotten progressively worse. Sprinkle in some Joe Maddon, seems to have some pitching. Does this thing last?
Yes, I believe it will, Doug. And part of the reason why, to your point on the pitching, I know it's funny because we've talked about this team a lot in our conversations over the last few years, Doug, and they really deserve a lot of credit, Perry Manassi and their new GM, for his ability to totally revamp their rotation. If you look at the first five games of last season and who started on the mound for those five games, four of those pitchers are gone. The only one who's still here is Shohei Ohtani, and they've added in guys who have been collectively impactful, including the rookie Reed Detmers, who just threw a no-hitter less than 2 years after he was a first-round pick from the University of Louisville. So I think whether it's Michael Lorenzen, Patrick Sandoval, Noah Syndergaard, you add all of them in to Ohtani, you've got one of the best closers in the world, in my opinion, in Raisel Iglesias. And then the lineup, you've had surprising production from the likes of Taylor Ward. And, of course, Ohtani's been Ohtani. Trout's been Trout. Rendon has been healthy. Now he's batting left-handed when he wants to. So it's been a fun team to watch. And really, I think they are probably one of the most positive storylines we have seen in baseball so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to not point that one out, considering, you know, for years it has been Trout's great, but he's on a crummy team. And
right.
Then it was Shohei is great. Padres going to sign Robbie Cano?
That appears to be the case right now, Doug, in a pretty unique situation unfolding there in San Diego. They just added back to their active roster both Will Myers and Luke Voit, but they really have been struggling, Doug, to get some productivity out of the DH spot. They're another interesting team. Now, they're still in second place behind the Dodgers, but I really love their pitching. They've seen Mike Clevenger come back. Blake Snell's due to come back. Mackenzie Gore's come up from the minor leagues, but they've been giving up way too many outs at positions, especially in the outfield and at DH, where they need to have more production. And so I think Cano, a veteran, he's been in the World Series, he's won a World Series. He's had the highest of highs in baseball. He's had the lowest of lows, losing a year to a suspension for PED. So he can really relate, I think, to a lot of young players now and help them through the journey of a baseball career. I think in many ways, Doug, he's a really good player to bring in on and off the field for a team that's trying to really make some progress and advance in the playoffs for the first time in a generation.
Okay, but if that's the case, why would the Mets DFA him?
No more room. They had, at this point, Doug, between Dominic Smith and Luis Guillorme, Travis Jankowski, their bench depth with the Mets was just better. And they had guys like Dom Smith who had just passed Cano by. And I think in their case, the Mets have a really deep lineup. I think they're one of the best overall teams in the game right now. So I think from the Mets' perspective, and I credit Steve Cohen for this, because some teams would say, some owners would say, listen, if I'm spending the money on this guy, we better keep him because we need to make sure he's still – if I'm going to pay him a lot of money on his salary, I want him at least to be on the roster. Instead, he said, listen – you make, and he's talking to Billy Epler, you make the best decision you can for the well-being of the team. And Billy made the right call, I think, to keep Dom Smith. He lets Robbie Cano go. And I do think Robbie can still contribute. I just think San Diego's probably a better fit for him right now than the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, it's a sunken cost. He had already bought
the
team.
Exactly.
The contract was already signed. And you know, what's the point of spending all this money to try and fix the Mets and not being willing to write, you know, you were going to write that check anyway. It's just writing it sooner rather than later. John Paul Morosi joining us here. Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is the Herd. You mentioned something which, again, I don't know how many non-hardcore baseball fans have come around to yet. There is universal DH, right?
Right.
So there's a different roster composition for National League teams. You mentioned the Padres trying to figure out that spot. Who else in that National League has struggled so much with what seems like, just get a guy who can hit, it seems like it should be easy, but it's not.
Right, no, it's a very good point. I actually love the Universal DH for a couple of reasons. I think on the positive side, the Universal DH allows the Cardinals to sign Albert Pujols and bring him back. I think that's a really good story for the overall industry. I think you look at the Braves, they were able to activate Ronald Acuña Jr., Doug, a little early to keep him in the lineup and get him back while his leg was getting back to 100% because they could use him as the DH. Bryce Harper has had a hard time throwing the baseball because of an injury to his elbow. So Bryce has been a DH now for the Phillies for a while. I think it actually has been a positive sign for a lot of different teams. I would look at a club like the Brewers. They are, I think, a really good ball club. And when you consider their ability to bring in Rowdy Tellez, I think it's actually probably been a positive for a lot of NL teams. So really the Padres, to me, stand out as one that needs more from that spot. I would also add the Marlins, and they were one team, Doug, that I sort of expected maybe they would make a play to get Robbie Cano because, of course, he spent a lot of time in Florida, and that could be a good fit. He knows Don Mattingly, but that's one team that Miami's pitching, Doug, is excellent. They just need a little bit more offense, and that's one team that probably could use a boost at DH as well, and that's why maybe we see a guy like Nelson Cruz get traded by the Nationals during the course of the season because he's a veteran bat and can be a DH for a team in the NL where that would not have been an option 1 year ago.
JP, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Got some day baseball, getaway day playing out now. Thanks so much for joining us.
All the best, Doug. My pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right. We John Paul Morosi went, and he all of a sudden went Buzz Williams and lost his voice right at the end there. We cut it off just in time. Let's get to Ryan Music with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
You can never doubt the heart and soul of JP Morosi to show up and talk some baseball. Regardless of the conditions, he'll work himself to exhaustion there, as you could tell as his voice started to give out there on us. But we will go from baseball to a little bit of NFL, Doug. You talked about this last hour with our good buddy John Middlecoff. The San Francisco 49ers are a team that everyone has their eyes on, and especially this offseason with their current quarterback situation. They traded several first-round picks to move up and take Trey Lance, who sat behind Jimmy Garoppolo this season. Now people are wondering what they're going to do with Jimmy G or Trey Lance, because what we did see from Trey Lance was not necessarily great this season in the limited action that we did see him. So another guy who you're very familiar with, former quarterback Chris Sims, now with Pro Football Talk, had this to say about Trey Lance and his status right now in the Bay Area.
Are they scared a little bit or not know what they're going to get? I think, of course, they are. You know, anybody you talk to that saw training camp last year, either that was part of the 49ers staff or when they went and worked with the Los Angeles Chargers there, and you hear people that witnessed those practice, there had to be concern coming out of San Francisco early on in the year last year. I know there was. There was too many people that were like, whoa, man, Trey Lance practices, ooh, the ball's everywhere. It's this way, it's that way, it's everywhere. Ooh, man, he's not ready yet. So that's got to scare them to a degree. But at some point, like to your point, you got to rip off the Band-Aid and see what he's got.
Oh, I definitely think they're going to rip off the Band-Aid. My guess is, okay, the guess is that they're going to hold on to Garoppolo as an insurance policy. And, oh, yeah, by the way, because they got a bunch of sunken costs and they paid him. And, oh, yeah, by the way, if somebody else's quarterback goes down or somebody else feels like they're in a need for a quarterback, they can get some sort of value in return. You're coming off of surgery, so you're not going to be able to trade him right now. You could obviously cut him, but once you cut him, he's gone. At least now you protect yourself and you have a guy who's a viable backup, you think, if needed. I think it's the same thing with the Browns. Nobody wants to trade for Baker. Everybody's just waiting it out till he gets released. Meanwhile, they're just waiting it out to see if somebody is in desperation need for a quarterback, and they can do the Sam Bradford from Philly to Minnesota.
It's definitely a game of chicken right now across the NFL on who's going to blink first in terms of, are you going to release him or are you going to trade for him? And so far, it looks like the 49ers and the Browns are willing to hold on to the last possible moment. And to their credit, I mean, why cut him? You know, we've seen what happens to teams who have aspirations to go far, whether in the postseason or not. And when you lose your quarterback, that can basically torpedo your year. So if you have a capable backup, might as well hang on to him. Mm-hmm. We will keep it here in the NFL. Doug, have you heard the news? The Denver Broncos have already won the next 4 Super Bowls after trading for Russell Wilson.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, you have not heard that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Obviously kidding there, but it was the monumental move of the offseason and what was already a wild NFL offseason. But Hall of Fame quarterback, president of football operations, John Elway, said that Russell Wilson was, quote, the piece we needed. We had a good football team, and I think George Payton, the general manager, did a tremendous job of putting together that deal and getting him here. It's great to see the fan base energized again. There's a lot of talk and a lot of expectations on the Broncos this year, and I personally think they are going to be not bad, but they're very clearly going to be in a struggle and an absolute fight to make the just make the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, they finished in last place in their division, so they're going to have an easier schedule when the schedule's released later tonight.
As easy as it could possibly be, considering their division.
Obviously, in the division is difficult. And as much as you know me, I'm a Charger guy, and everybody is convinced Herbert's the dude. The fact is that, you know, don't tell me you're pregnant, show me the baby. How many times are we going to say the Chargers have a great roster and it not play out? It feels like that actually is the best roster in the division.
Yeah.
And we'll see. But, you know, we've been spoiled by Tom Brady taking over a team that, you know, in 20 years hadn't done anything. You put Tom Brady in, though they were a wild card, they win a Super Bowl. I think people think it is that easy. And the Broncos were a quarterback away, but they were also quarterback, a coach away, and how is the offensive line, which seemed really improved last year? I'm with you in that I'm not willing to hand them the Lombardi Trophy just yet, especially when you got Mahomes in Kansas City. Heck, I don't know what the Raiders will be. I mean, I do think Josh McDaniels is a good coach. It was nothing short of a miracle that they made the playoffs last year, and the Chargers have a great roster, but we'd be kidding ourselves if we didn't say, like, the Broncos have some talent. Russell Wilson hasn't played with a ton of talent recently, and one would think they can be pretty good. Will they be great? I would bet against them being great, but I would also bet against them being terrible.
And I would say, to your point, like, when we look at the Chargers, and yes, they have a certain propensity to kind of fall apart in the biggest moments, but all the same, I mean, they were an inch away from making the playoffs. You would imagine that with all of the additions that they've made, they have greatly improved, and yes, considering Justin Herbert will continue to grow. And we'll wrap it up with this in the NBA, Doug. It's been a less than stellar postseason thus far for James Harden in his debut with the 76ers after being traded from the Brooklyn Nets. And Amari Stoudemire was on First Take talking about how he would handle James Harden in the offseason if the 76ers are bounced from the playoffs.
I can't commit to that. If I'm the owner of the Sixers, I cannot commit to giving him a max deal. I just don't see the dedication that I would need to see from my top 75 player. You know, you have to be able to have a certain level of determination and focus on being the best player you can possibly be, and also be there for your teammates when they need you the most. And if he's not capable of doing that, and as a max player, I'm not going to be willing to now give you a max contract if you're not showing me that you can handle the situation.
Tough words.
You know Amari Stoudemire. Yeah, totally. You know Amari Stoudemire was player development assistant with the Brooklyn Nets. Right?
Man.
Where James Harden before Philadelphia? I mean, he's and anything you say on TV when you're a former player, generally like that, the critique is a lot slighter than it is in reality. I mean, basically Amari's like, he came in out of shape and he doesn't work hard. And we already knew he had flaws, and that he's had injury issues, and he's in his early 30s, but feels like his mid to late 30s. Those are red flags galore, because players and guys that are former great players generally don't call out the work ethic of others. And that's Ryan Music with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I'm not a big schedule release guy. I don't know if you guys are big schedule release guys. You know, it's one of those things where I get it. I understand what the NFL's doing. Like, hey, we got draft last month, schedule release this month. You know what, July is OTAs and whatever. And then August, you get to real camp. And we just kind of keep the stories going. And the free agency, the quarterback movement, that's always, I mean, really kind of saved us during when COVID, everything was shut down. Tom Brady really helped us, right? Tom Brady and the Jordan documentary really helped us. But, I mean, you already know who's going to play one another. You just don't know dates. So, what, tonight you're going to sit around and go, oh, on a Sunday where I'm already going to be watching football, here's a game that I need to watch, which may or may not be of peak importance. Yeah, I'm just not a schedule release guy. Doesn't mean that we're not going to keep you updated on it right here on Fox Sports Radio and talk about it. But the old radio of "that's a win, that's a loss, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a win." I have no idea who's going to play, who's going to be healthy, how the team's going to play. Will I geek out over Christmas Day games or Thanksgiving games or whatever? Those are kind of already going to be announced. You know about who's going to play. I mean, sorry, I'm going to watch football every Sunday. I'm going to have Red Zone on one TV, and then the Chargers are playing on another TV. That's how I roll. So you're not really disrupting or changing or focusing my plans. But I could be – maybe I'm the only one, right? Like, the Super Bowl gets done every year, and, you know, Fox has next two of the next three. The Super Bowl next year is on Fox. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I appreciate knowing it's going to be on Fox. But did we need to run a commercial 364 days before the actual Super Bowl? CBS does that every year. It's one of those head scratchers. Coming up next, we got the best for last, including there are five stories that I know you've missed, and it's not your fault. I'll catch you up next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA, by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, wherever you may be, however you may be making this part of your day. Thank you so much. Colin's posted, what, two stories on Twitter from Italy? I haven't seen if there's been one today. We got we have two NBA games tonight, a closeout game potentially for the Miami Heat, where James Harden said the Sixers didn't follow the game plan last game. Wonder what that's about. The Suns visit the Mavericks. That last Suns-Mavericks game in Dallas, this is Sunday, what a debacle that was. I mean, just Flop Fest 2000. It's awful. Awful. Phoenix, a two-point favorite. That would mean they would close out that series. Philadelphia, a two-point favorite over the Heat. That would mean that series would go to seven. I like both the home teams in that. Let's get to the best for last.
It's almost the end of the show, but that doesn't mean we're phoning it in. Nope, we grind to the very last segment. It's time for Best for Last.
So here's what we got. I found five stories that, like, with all the stuff kind of going on in sports and the market sort of crashing, right? There are other stories which are, I can't believe that we're not talking enough about, like this one. However old you are, have you ever heard of Korean age? You guys ever heard of this Korean age? Apparently, it's tradition in South Korea, okay, when you're born, that first year, you know how you go by months? Oh, he's 5 months. He's 7 months, right? That's actually your 1 year old, right? So how old are you is a simple, straightforward question. There's a new president in South Korea, and one of the things he ran on was, when I become president, you're all getting your year back. How about that? How old did you say you are? Well, I was 45. But then we had a new president, and now I'm 44. Ages, after all, apparently just a number. I saw this one as well. This one's a fantastic one. A tiny fragment of an asteroid that hit Earth 66 million years ago may have been found encased in amber. That's like Jurassic Park, right? Wasn't that at Jurassic Park? Then how they found mosquitoes that had dino DNA? I'm remembering correctly, right? Yeah, a discovery NASA has described as mind-blowing. It's one of the several astounding finds in the unique fossil site in Hell Creek Formation in North Dakota. So they have a tiny fragment of an asteroid and a dinosaur leg, and from that they have concluded that the asteroid that wiped off the dinosaurs, there was apparently a couple of animals that were right there in the site and saw the impact. All that from a tiny little piece of amber. We buy in that music? We buy in that, this, like, I guess, scientific discovery a la Jurassic Park?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to take their word for it. It sounds like, you know, one of those things where you get a small portion of the story, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're just making wild conclusions about what you think happened. And then someone else is looking at you going, yeah, you didn't really get the whole story, did you? You're just kind of making wild. Well, you know, someone told me. I heard it from someone. It's like, okay, maybe you need to do a little bit more hard evidence research here before, you know.
I mean, this is hard evidence with DNA testing and to 66 million year old. Asteroid, which wiped the dinosaurs from there. All right, this one went viral. okay? So James Cromwell from Succession, he super glued himself to a Starbucks counter protesting Starbucks surcharge for like oat milk and other vegan milks.
I'm surprised this wasn't you, Doug.
You know, I've worked myself away some from the oat milk.
Really?
You know, I do. I actually do the heavy cream thing.
You were a big oat milk advocate at one
point. I'm still an oat milk advocate for certain things, like cereal, a good, is it Chobani or whatever? Their creamy oat milk is really quite good. But it's like I don't want the surcharge. If we're going to protest a surcharge, why aren't we protesting the guacamole surcharge?
That's, you know, a good
that'll
point.
That'll be extra, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess his argument is you're already using milk. Okay, milk costs a certain amount. Oat milk and milk, like the price of milk is exceedingly high. I don't think the price of oat milk is all that high. But we've gotten to the point of what's the next thing that we will super glue ourselves to in order to, you know, remember we had the Minnesota Timberwolves, you had the lady, you know, twice we've had people super glue themselves to a basketball floor. Now he's super gluing himself to Starbucks. What's the next thing to super glue?
I also just don't really get the idea behind that protest. Like, it's a business. They can charge what they want. Like, what are you going to do? Go into a restaurant and be like, hey, I think you charge too much for steak. I'm going to super glue my hand to the door.
Yeah, you could also go to another chain.
Right, that's exactly
or
right.
Or you could make it at home.
Yeah, I just don't understand the premise behind, if they want to charge that, it's their business. They can charge whatever they want.
The other question I have is, was he really stuck to the counter? Like, when you super glue yourself, are you actually stuck?
It said that he used a plastic knife.
Was this like in A Christmas Story when the kid puts his tongue on the pole and they can't get him off?
Yeah, yeah. You'll shoot your eye out, you'll shoot your eye out. Yes, he stuck his tongue to a pole and it got stuck, and then they had to remove it. I mean, I can only guess. Who would have thought super glue abuse? All right, I got a couple sports ones here. The Washington Commanders. You know Sam Howell? He's like North Carolina's version of Baker Mayfield. Had a disappointing year. Slipped in the draft. Howell's now a member of the Washington Commanders. He revealed since childhood he's only eaten chicken, mostly nuggets and tenders. Basically, he's like my kids. He claims to have never been anywhere near seafood, and he's never eaten so much as a hamburger.
Okay, I get the seafood part. But, like, if you read the story, he even brings his own nuggets to team meals.
Like some nuggets.
How do you have a burger?
I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, like, look, we've found different ways. As much as the burger discussion, like, you know, Cane's has entered the conversation with Chick-fil-A, you know, what initially started by. But here's the one thing I want to make sure and point out, that there's no such thing as a boneless wing. A boneless wing is a chicken nugget, okay? And tenders are just bigger forms of chicken nuggets. All right, this one I loved. There's a math teacher called Kickball Cupid, Gianna Peccia, from Warwick, Rhode Island. She used Tinder, okay, Tinder, to load up a local team for kickball. And so Tinder cut her off. She can't use Tinder anymore because she didn't use Tinder for dating. She used it to fill out her roster for kickball. I shouldn't she get award for creativity? Right? I don't know. Swipe right for kickball. I love kickball. Who didn't like kickball? I love kickball. All right, tomorrow we will recap and review the Sixers and what I think will be a series-saving win at home against the Heat and what happens out west. I think the Mavericks survive. That's tomorrow. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.